Jackson's cover of Everything Must Change. And we finished off that set with Norman Connors featuring Phyllis Hyman, Betcha by Golly Wow. That's where else are you going to hear Amy Winehouse, Angela Winbush, Jill Scott, music, and Snarky Puppies in the same playlist?
I don't know. I can't call it, but that's what we do here. So we play the music from the spirit. That's what it is.
That's what's up.
So it's about time to make that changeover, and it's time to get into some equilibrium radio. We are adults who love hip-hop. We're gonna touch it up and get into it. And I need to do one thing.
Okay.
Hey, let's play a couple of announcements and let folks know what's going on down here at WHCR.
Yeah.
And we'll be back in a few minutes.
That's what's up.
Later, folks.
Peace.
The Community Advisory Boards of Harlem Hospital Center and Renaissance Healthcare Network will host their annual Joint Legislative Breakfast on Saturday, March 7th at 9 a.m. This year's theme is Intergenerational Healthcare, a 21st Century Model, and the keynote speaker will be the Honorable Keith Wright. This is an opportunity to receive updates about the exciting quality healthcare programs and services. It's also a time to talk about the budget and hear questions and concerns from the community. That's the Community Advisory Boards of Harlem Hospital Center and Renaissance Healthcare Network annual Joint Legislative Breakfast on Saturday, March 7th. Breakfast will begin at 7:30 a.m. with the program beginning at 9 a.m. This event will be held at the Harlem Hospital Center located at 506 Lenox Avenue in the Herbert Cave Auditorium. This event is free, but you must RSVP. Call 212-939-1372. That's 212-939-1372.
Hey, this is Donna, and I want to personally invite you to my restaurant, Home Sweet Harlem. Home Sweet Harlem is a lovely American bistro located at 1528 Amsterdam Avenue between 135th and 136th Streets. You can join us for a good cup of coffee, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Our menu includes heart-healthy foods like a variety of fresh mixed salad greens, grilled garlic shrimp, smoothies, and fresh juices. The amazing St. Nicholas Park turkey burger and the grilled marinated chicken kebabs are among our most popular dishes. Our weekend brunches include a delicious farmer's skillet, which is a baked omelet, and it's baked in a cast iron skillet and served with homemade biscuits. We also offer an affordable meeting space for community groups, art shows, and live music. That's Home Sweet Harlem, located at 1528 Amsterdam Avenue between 135th and 136th Streets. You can reach us at 212-926-9616.
Hi, I'm Vinny B of the Vinny B Showcase. Tune in every Thursday from 8 to 12 midnight for some solid cultural roots music and some sweet lovers rock. Also, informative interviews and giveaways. Right here on the Vinny B Showcase every Thursday, 8 through 12 midnight on WHCR, 90.3 FM. Peace.
Hi, I'm Tammy Shoes, jazz pianist and radio show host for the Jazz of Harlem. We are bringing you 2 hours continuous jazz live from Harlem, New York. I've enjoyed sharing this time and most of all, this great jazz with you. I remember when I was 12 years old, and still living in Tokyo, Japan. My father gave me John Coltrane's CD, Blue Train, and it really changed the way I thought about music. Since that day, I've never stopped listening to jazz. I hope it works the same magic on you. Join us every other Wednesday from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Jazz of Harlem on WHCL 90.3 FM, The Voice of Harlem.
Hey folks, how you doing? This is WHCR 90.3 FM New York. We are the Voice of Harlem coming from the campus of City College. I'm your host, Kwame Veer. Along with me, we got Chris Breezy.
Hey!
Oh, snap. We have Priest Forever.
As we continue on.
Big shout out to the rest of the crew. Young D-Nasty, Miss Nene, DJ Blast, and all folks past and all folks future. In any case, if you got any questions, any comments, any shout outs, any requests, the number here is 212-650-6903. Once again, 212-650-6903. So with that being said, we're going to kick it off. Got a full show tonight. We got a full house tonight, so it's going to be good.
Good show.
Some acapella.
Holding in my sweating at investigative questions. Take it like a veteran, like my dad did. 15 years for no telling, with law he no swelling. Only the streets can teach these hard lessons. Who's to say it's right or it's wrong? You'll know judging. Subjects like these can be fragile, like rearing up a man child. So please, no touching out. Curate a piece to put your cornea at peace. These paintings so vivid, you close your eyes and still see. My literature colors, they lay buttery. Plush onto this paintbrush, half acrylic, half oil of mud. If you exhibit the skills to consider these meals, I'll give you food for thought, or maybe milk for spill. And it's okay if you cry, mourning the sickness you feel of being brought into a mighty broken race that's ill. Then here comes the pill. Radio slips it in your drink to sweeten the deal before they go for the kill. It fed a man to the brain just to numb the pain of being born into this ghetto, this crack and rap game. Even your embryonic years was profane. You were scared to be yourself before you got your feet stained. Cause you was an ogre little nappy headed even before your next door nasty babysitter.
You ain't hard, no, you ain't.
For a predator, been to the Mediterranean. All my papers like an editor. I flow like a reservoir, dog. Rap Tarantino, off the chain like Django. Still let the chain glow where they bang, no. And digging it shot like camera angles. In rap videos, put up on Vimeo. I wear the buck 50 bicentennial, perennial all-star. Fruit that don't fall far from Islam. When rap was dead, I had the fluid that embalmed. I speak, you know I'm in the building like an intercom. Intercom, the world's most intricate, integrated with eminent domain. I'm feeling myself like a sentiment. So letter written to myself, aspiring for greatness, wellness, and wealth. I'm cold, I'm hard to melt. I'm more than a hot song or a hot album. As my ex, I still live on like Malcolm. My spirit and style done, a transformation. Make room, again, I don't need reservations. You sweet as a hotel, I stay presidential. Stains to be sinful and know that heaven sent you to rearrange the mental. I see things we've been through. It's hard for a man to claim gentle. Let me change the tempo. I be resolved and got this shit together. Even if it ain't meant forever, still slips and pumps together. The essence of the earth, the presence. Inside the words, yeah, you got a chest, but I'm treasuring your curves. You walk past, I'ma look behind you, look you up and down to find you. Cause see, I was designed to give you power and refine you. You ain't up with me, we can grind to gather the better Black America.
Yeah. Made in Black America, taking threats from a terrorist. We will never meet, but the media feed hysteria. And I be inferior, if I be inferior. More godly than gluttonous, but myself is superior. You know the difference between the kids with the lunch tickets and the ones with the money in the cafeteria. I break bread with my brethren like a pizzeria. Spinning dough, you'll find red dots over cheese. Be a wary of whereabouts, don't be feeble. I'm all chip tinkle is the onomatopoeia. Use just a little star.
Twinkle,
sure ain't me. Been a superstar since Ma made me. My president is Black. I wonder if Pac thought we was ready for that, or did we move too fast? I don't give a ish. Oh, my grandpa glad they passed that gun law or not. Chicken still gon' pop up then. Yeah, I'm the Morpheus in this hip-hop matrix, exposing fake shit. Used to borrow dollars, now my sense ain't so common. Went across the whole nation screaming high power.
High power.
Never been a racist, but I love horsepower. I'm hot. That's why I got the fans in the stands. Infants, Google and enemies shaking hands.
Yeah.
Restoring the balance, detouring the malice. We kill you and go with the mice with a mallet. This is Huey P. Newton with a QP, Bobby with a seal, Fred Hampton on pills in the Hamptons. Now that's ill, what's happening? I'm just trying to teach my homies about the Emerald Tablets.
Yeah.
Stop the war in Syria over a bowl of serial killer. Instrumental, then book a flight on Expedia to the nation's capital. Golf wing radical, black lit pastor, tip the usher when he passion. Looking, welcome to Black America.
I'm just a regular chilling with thugs and legends. I got deceased contacts in my phone. I never delete. I keep my cellular plugged into heaven. Somebody nudge the reverend. Tell him I'm selling a white girl like I'm Starbucks, Uggs, and leggings. All of these hugs and kissy emojis killing my foji. All of these soldiers killing a phony. I told him to chill, but still I'm an OG. Wish I could go back in time and keep it real with my old lady. I asked, would she rather deal with adultery or would she rather deal with my cold feet? That's a wild question. May the best man win, and may I be the best man that I could be everywhere I'm at with my wedding. Get live rounds from guns in a gigantic, cause you wouldn't bow down like the front of the Titanic. I'm gonna die, damn it. I'm bringing drama through your homicidio like I'm trying to say homicide in Spanish, but Joel Ortiz said.
That sound good, girl. That sound good, girl, right there. That sound good right there. That sound good right there.
I'm in tip-top condition. Gotta keep the passion. I'm in tip-top condition with a hustler's ambition. I'm sick of hip-hop. I should be in the damn kitchen whipping something potent for the chosen clientele. All the smoke that I inhale, I'm supposed to be high as hell. But that's a twisted figure of speech. Hell is below you. I'm guaranteed heaven before I'm beneath the soil. Toil with the squad, that's how you get sent to God, dawg. You know it's backwards to go against God, dawg. Whoever gets a whiff of the bass is loaded like the World Series. Steve Jobs died, now the World Series.
I respect you.
And that's serious as a heart attack. I'm an ancient artifact. We question if your art is fact. In fact, you gassed up like you hard to match. Leave you ablaze, extinguish your remains. I'm the leader of this game, old school or new. Old soul, but my shoes is new. Yo, yo.
That sound good right there. 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 That sound good right there.
A bunch of poison in my bloodstream. Now it's getting ugly, I must be another junkie. How lucky am I to still be alive? I'm going crazy. Bought a Mercedes with money I raised for Haiti. Abducted Brenda's baby, sold it to a gay couple. Take drugs, you high enough to juggle with some space shuttles. Your worst nightmare, breathing all the white air. Inhale, exhale.
That sound good right there.
Yeah, the unforgettable, walking bicentennial man. Born an idea, was never a man. I'm with Absolute, so Nickel 9 and Primo. Larry Fishy brought the Technicolor dream coat. I'm spitting on the face of Evo. You internet rappers with no matter how to leave you. I ain't human, more a movement of illusions. Live from confusion, if you see him, shoot them. Boom.
That sound good right there. That sound good right. That sound good right. That sound good right there. That sound good.
At this point, I probably should begin. Okay, I got a lot to say with little time. Niggas probably thought I lost my mind. I'm fine.
And you know that I'm bringing the models in. Fresh out of college and all natural. No ass shots or collagen. Few shots that you allow.
We partying now.
Sun up to sun down.
Ain't no sleeping allowed.
Ain't no need for apologizing.
I've been on some other ish. Jungle gym.
Up with them.
Gorillas and the monkeys flip.
With me and my brother
spin. Nothing less than amazing.
You suckers need to call it quits.
We got the game cajun. Live from the off of them deck. Don't worry about giving, cause I'm taking my respect. Dunny Chan's getting checked like coats. Those who ain't doing always wanna talk the most.
Still in the flash the toast, and then y'all get ghosts. Bullets are parasitic, you don't wanna be the host. Take notes, listen close, dumb rappers need teaching.
Don't worry about me and you beefing. I wish in the world give a reason.
We can make it up now.
Cats, I've been here. A bunch of dumb raps and some new gear. Who fear?
None of y'all. My heart don't skip a beat. God amongst men, a rap deity against mere mortals with a pen.
Every verse I tend to slaughter. The beats become martyrs to my madness. You gain no interest, money in the mattress. Talking about practice, perfection is the answer. Burn the booth down, the flow is JoJo Dancer.
Vocab is wicked, Satan worships the wordsmith. My soul can't be purchased, the industry is nervous. Got along without him, cut the quarter, started walking. Money wasn't where their mouth is, I couldn't hear.
I don't want to hear me, the turn doubters to believers. Don't believe us, what you staring at? Two overachievers, give them fevers, turn their family into grievers. Your career is egregious, best bet, stand down, start following the leaders.
Let the swing drill like a deadly weapon. I drop bombs on an enemy at any second. Look at me wrong, I turn you to tombstone. Like you in the crosses and you gone. Then I do my deuce up. Sisinga readers with your senorita like Magusta. See what that early morning cock I do up to your rooster. I bet my cockiness a boost of confidence. That you gon' wonder where your highness went. I bet she get overwhelmed like me. She get overwhelmed like me. Bet she get overwhelmed like me. For women like me. So we burned them every chain to the third degree. Some biting flows, so that's burglary. Same second like they never heard of me. A broken cookie clock, though that's worth to me. He get over with like me. Get his head explode for women like me. Put them on the floor for women like me. Yo, my mind boggles when time toggles. In the ocean of stars, it's hard to find goggles. We just did up, so we put it in the air. Don't let the J's start unraveling. We getting blown like a javelin. She throwing back like she time traveling. Rocked the boat so well, she jumped out and started paddling. I'm screaming, land ho, about to hit for show. I mowed the boat that slow, then I ripped to float. I'm pretty sure. Like nice beaches, that even at my weakest, I still leave them speeches. How you like those peaches? Find me rotting the apple. By the bum, so plump, about to lock in the grapple. Feeling like the highest man about to tackle. Facts like the chat under the cap of the snapple. Cats get decapitated for acting a fool. Blacks get they ass made just for making a move. We get high, say fuck the police. That's why we get high, say fuck the police. That's why we get high, say fuck the police. Yeah. Cause every time I make a move, they be sweating me. They wanting the black man in penitentiary. It's even hard for that man standing next to me. Cause he can catch a bullet that was really meant for me. It's like every step bring me close to destiny. And every breath I get closer to the death of me. I'm just trying to carry out my own legacy. But the place I call home ain't legacy.
Cause you can't get by if you don't respect an OG. You can't get by if you don't respect an OG. You can't get by if you don't respect an OG.
Cause every corner I turn and testing me. And every morning I mourn just for the lesson me. Sometimes I ask the Lord why he be blessing me. And now my brothers whose souls now rest in peace. I pray this hopeful one like me. Hopeful one like me. Just pray this hopeful one like me. I'm something like the chairman of the board. Ranting, I feel invincible like Mick Manning. One of the last original MCs that's left standing on the planet. Strike like a meteor, do remedial damage. Damn it, cats can't stand it. Get their ass handed and branded by the Lyric Guild, New York City Bandit. True warrior like Grand Brandon. Yo, some cats claim they fly, but really been landed. I really can't stand it. Let me take a seat. This where Rosa Bach album. Now make some room for me. P.E. in your paper, and you could read it in the reaper. Oh, who's call me now? Leave a message at the beep. No, I don't wanna speak. Oh, I don't wanna speak. I don't wanna speak. No, I don't wanna speak. I just wanna be, girl. I just wanna be.
I just wanna be.
I just wanna be free. I pray this hoe for one like me. I pray this hoe for one like me. I pray this hoe for one like me.
Like me.
Yeah.
Like me.
Like me.
I should sit down.
Enlighten me. Is you gonna live on your knees or die on your feet? It's fire in the street. Fire in my swisher. Fire in between the two legs of your little sister. Just get a sip of this elixir before they crop us out the picture. I never seen a crop circle, but I seen cops circle the block. I plus squares, but I swear one day I'ma stop. My nerves itch. On the brink of my career while my peers struggle for employment. Can you hear these screams?
I'm the bad man up in the maid.
1, 2, 3, 4 grams and a fifth of Hennessy. I'm bad. The penitentiary.
Section 80, baby. Play while I'm breaking. We break it.
Lord forbid, the homie got wet, so we tryna soak it in. The president is black, but you can't vote for skin. You vote for the better man. Come to our show, you can see the diversity. Unify the people, they gon' peep it universally. We might not change the world, but we gon' manipulate it. I hope you participate in. Hey, yo, Dot, won't you let these cats know? We knew we'd be here like back in 04. Started high power cause a generation needed a generator. And a system made to disintegrate us. And all we do is a system. We're not victors, we're victims. The bigger picture isn't developed yet. Like, what if the kids were celibate? Or what if Tammy came across a real man who didn't play games like children? My nigga cheated on his girlfriend with his girlfriend's girlfriend. Let the world in. And everybody tripping off 2012 and the extraterrestrial presence as well.
Our
but our future's not. That martial law's this route. We gon' all get got. So keep that question mark on your face. Eat your fast food. Use your fluoride toothpaste.
Hide your feelings from the public. From your low 9 o'clock. Don't forget to advertise. And thank God you alive. High power.
And on another note, we focus like the Hubble telescope. So
I wrote this because I was ordered to. People say I speak for Generation Y. Why lie? I do. Section 80. Your son to play me if radio won't. Daughter said just turn 1 to 21. Listen to Kendrick. For instance,
what's your life about? Enlighten me. Is you gonna live on your knees or die on your feet? Take out that student loan and pay off your college degree and do exactly what you see on TV.
True story. Can you repeat that for me, soul?
What's your life about? Enlighten me. Is you gonna live on your knees or die on your feet? Is you gonna plead the fifth or sound the horn? The time is now, my child. Come on.
See, a lot of y'all don't understand Kendrick Lamar because you wonder how I can talk about money, clothes, God, and history all in the same sentence. You know what all the things have in common? Only half of the truth, if you tell it. See, I spent 23 years on this earth searching for answers. Till one day I realized I had to come up with my own. I'm not on the outside looking in. I'm not on the inside looking out. I'm in the dead, up center, looking around. You ever seen a newborn baby kill a grown man? That's an analogy for the way the world make me react. My innocence been dead. So the next time I talk about money, clothes, God, and history all in the same sentence, just know I meant it, and you felt it, cause you too are searching for answers. I'm not the next pop star. I'm not the next socially aware rapper. I am a human, oh, for the being of a dual instrumentation. Kill you all. Now, come up, Terry.
So,
WHCR 90.3 FM, New York.
Hey, what's up, folks? Back once again. It's WHCR 90.3 FM. You tuned into Equilibrium Radio. We are adults who love hip-hop. That is what it is. I'm your host, Kwame Vier. Along with me, we got Chris Breezy.
Shalom.
Also, we have DJ Blast.
Yes, yes, y'all.
That's just awesome. Hey, that's awesome. You ain't even need to grab the mic, but I ain't mad. That's okay. That's okay.
Oh,
also,
sorry.
we got Young D Nasty.
The God Universal.
What?
and we got Priest Forever.
As we continue on.
Yeah. Let me just turn y'all up. So
turn my mic up, make the bass come out so clear.
We'll do that. And big shout out to the rest of the crew. Miss Nene, that's the only one missing tonight. Big shout out to her and all folks past and all folks future. In any case, if you got any questions, any comments, any shout outs, the number here is 212-650-6903. That's the number to reach out to us live and direct. We gotta let you know what's been played so you know what you heard, because we believe that's important. In the background, we got that Practice, DJ Jazzy Jeff. And before that, what did we play for the folks?
We kicked off with Jerry the Damager, Life, Payday, Moo Moo Fresh, You Ain't Fresh, Common and Absol, Made in Black America, Then Common, Prime, That Sound Good, Rapper Big Pooh and Sean Don, Cognac, Like Me, Joey Badass featuring BJ Chicago Kid, Cinematic Music Group, and Kendrick Lamar featuring Absol, Absol's Outro, Top Dog Entertainment.
All right, awesome. So that's how the music was just a little while ago. And we got some guests in the house tonight. And I'm going to pass over to Priest Forever.
Yes, indeed. I actually would like for the guest to introduce herself to the audience.
Let you off the hook.
Yes. Come on. We have the wonderful Joya Bradley in the house. Joya, please introduce yourself to the people.
Hello, everyone. My name is Joya D. Bradley, and I'm an indie filmmaker and director out of Brooklyn, New York.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Brooklyn's in the house. Got another Brooklyn actress in the house who's going to be a lead on my next film, Cherie J. Davis.
What's up, y'all? What's up?
And we got a little Manhattan girl that wanted to join the team, Katie Mack.
I'll stick with a basic hello.
So, you're working on a new project.
I am. This one's probably one of the biggest because of where we're headed. So it is starting out as a short film, and then we're going to be going into film festivals with a UK rep and taking it over to Britain, and then from there going into partnership with the studios there and bringing it back to America, because as we all know, most of the things on TV today are from Australia and the UK.
Yes, mm-hmm. Indeed. That's great. Before we even get into that, give the listeners a brief biography on you and some of the things you've done.
Oh, wow.
Give them a little rundown.
All right. Started at the age of 12. I've been acting that long. Won't tell you how old I am now. we'll just say I'm fairly young.
Okay.
Started out in Texas, then went to the UK actually to study, did private conservatory just in the States and studied there, started professionally acting. We're Born on the 4th of July was my first film with Tom Cruise and Abbie Hoffman. Unfortunately, my stuff was cut because all my stuff was with Abbie and he had committed suicide right before the film opened. Mm-hmm. So out of respect for his family, they definitely took everything out of the film for us. They left a little bit out of respect, but again, I was kind of like, oh, man.
Right.
Cool cat, though. And from there, just kind of ballooned up doing regional theater, national theaters, lots of commercials, some TV. And then kind of came to a point where I was just always being called up for the same thing. And it was always the young black mom who's good. And that was strictly what it said on the casting sheet.
Right.
So young black mom who's good. And I was like, so is there a young black mom who's bad? And unfortunately, that's the way it was back in the 90s. And what there was on TV just really wasn't enough. And it was so just basic. And every actress out there, it was like, we're doing this the same old. We would have jokes about it in auditions. So at that point, went back into school to study directing and writing. and getting stories out there that we could do for our people, but basically stories that were devoid of most of the stereotypes, whether it be gender, mm-hmm. whether it be sexual orientation, ageism, because a lot of people were, you know, if you're not young and hot and sexy, then there's just no room for you in this industry. And so just really, you know, and all the best stories of the people who have actually lived.
Right. Right.
No, so, yeah.
That's coming from the background side and starting in front of the camera and seeing what was going on and deciding to take more control over it in terms of making your own material, producing your own material, putting out your own content. What has been the most difficult thing you've had to deal with that you didn't foresee?
The difficult thing I would probably say would be funding.
Okay.
Funding. And I think that's every artist's beef, that trying to get the money to actually do the product right, because I don't believe in working for free. And I know when you're first starting out, people are like, come do my project for free. I've never had to work for free.
Right.
So I am not going to ask somebody to come work for me for like, oh, I'll just give you a credit or I'll just do this. That's just not what I'm about.
Mm-hmm.
And I've funded all my own projects before.
Right.
So going and asking for money and, you know, meeting with the big people that, you know, yeah, I'll pop you off 5K, you know, mm-hmm. we'll give you the 20 to do this. That also brings in a lot of contracts. It brings in a lot of SEC agreements that people mm-hmm. don't realize that Wall Street has to come into it and make sure the investment is sound. So
right.
that part was, you know, and I'm a mathematical genius, I think.
right. You have to be.
But it really opened my mind to why certain movies are being made, how they're being made, why they're being funded. And it almost took the joy out of it for me.
I could understand that. I could understand that. Now, with crowdfunding, how do you... See, here's my thing about it. I'll take a look at somebody like something what Zach Braff did.
Okay,
to me, Zach Braff is someone who had access to resources, who had enough of his own money to invest, but he still came to the public to crowdfund
mm-hmm.
his project and was able to make that. Now, here's somebody, you have another artist who doesn't have access to that level of resources that he has, but you're competing with him for that same dollar in the sense of everyone is crowdfunding.
Yes.
I saw a girl last week online who was like, crowdfund my trip to the Manny Pacquiao, Floyd Mayweather
yes.
flight.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Wow.
You know
yeah.
what I mean? It's like crowdfunding yeah. has become the new... Well, I don't have money for anywhere else. I'm just going to ask for it. But with what you're doing, what is your approach to crowdfunding?
So my approach is simply, I am going to a lot of people and saying, just spread the wealth. Spread mm-hmm. it, the word out as much as possible. And we are just getting the word out right now and asking people to come on. My deal is our budget is low enough to where we're saying you don't have to break the bank. I'm not looking for you to give $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
We can have 2,000 people give 5 or mm-hmm. 10 or whatever. You still make your budget. And that's the message that we're trying to get out right now with crowdfunding. Don't break your bank.
There you go.
Help your artists. I myself gave to 5 artists this week. You know, mm-hmm. 5 here, 25 there. I like your project,
right.
whatever. Your technological thing. Sure. Why not? And give. It makes you feel good because
right.
you're like, okay, maybe they'll go somewhere with it.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the second part of that is everybody that I funded, they fund me back. So it does become this artist
right.
thing. It's like, you fund me,
I'll fund you.
Somebody else came aboard, I'm going to introduce you to them.
Mm-hmm.
So you kind of get this whole network going on. And like I was talking to one of your guests, an artist, and he hooked me onto another site.
Mm-hmm.
That's a beautiful thing when artists start working together.
Right,
Well, so that's my
no. It's good to have that sense of community, you know what I mean? Collective unity in helping artists get towards goals with each other within the artistic community.
Right.
So that's important. That's very important. So tell us a little bit about the project, and you've
oh,
got
yes.
your guests here.
Yes. My project is called Azriel's Descent,
mm-hmm.
And the tagline of it is, "What would you do if you had one chance to be peaceful, but it would throw the whole world off balance?" And it's about the death angel. So Azriel's a death angel.
Mm-hmm.
She has decided to walk off her post, and there are no deaths for a year. That throws the whole world off balance.
Mm-hmm.
So both good and evil cannot compete or do what they need to do without putting that death angel back in place. And she has gone missing. And within that, another enemy has come to the forefront and is rising to take out the whole creation. So,
that sounds like a great card. No, I mean, because really, you think about how much, that's something you wouldn't think about. And even like the name of our show is Equilibrium for Balance. Mm-hmm. But everything is about balance. And when you throw one thing out of balance, it the ripple effect it has on everything else. So that's an interesting concept.
Yeah.
I wish that would happen because I would do some things.
Well, keep watching because that does come into play in the series.
Yeah.
You know?
You know?
No one can die.
Yeah.
Yeah,
a bunch of injured people.
No, that's a great concept. So, with you all working on the project, how has it been?
Go for it. Well, she mentioned someone who is walking off her post, and I get to be that person. And and that what if scenario is pretty powerful, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, with that, like that character being responsible for all this. As an actor, you kind of want to try to take on something in your life that might be similar that you have, like, a lot of responsibility and power over. Mm-hmm. Because if someone said to me, oh, you're going to play the Death Angel, I would be like, oh, okay. I have no concept of what it's like to be an angel or to have the kind of power over so many people. So in this what-if scenario, I'm trying to find something in my life that I'm in control of. And then I can, like, put it towards this movie.
Okay.
And so just having the ability to, like, meditate on that right now. Because right now, you know, we're pre-production. So we just get to, like, sit with the scripts, mm-hmm. meet with each other, and then do our homework, which is continue to play the what-if scenario and continue to how to figure out how to relate it to our lives in this really extreme situation so mm-hmm. it can resonate true. And there's a bunch of different, like, wild scenes, and it's pretty emotional for all of us. At least I think that's what it's going to be. I don't know. I don't, like, just like any situation, you can, you know, imagine how something's going to turn out. But then you get in a space with a brilliant director, with these brilliant actors, mm-hmm. with, you know, other creations to kind of make the scenario feel real. And you don't know how you're going to feel. So to do the homework in a way where it can live inside you without you trying to predict the outcome. And so as an artist in this way, this is where we're at right now, and that's, like, really fun.
Cool.
But the fun part will be when we're really in front of the camera.
Absolutely, absolutely. And what are your perspectives on the whole production and everything?
Well, I think Max says it right. I mean, we're dealing with these lofty ideas, these massive concepts. Mm-hmm. And
we'll tell them who you play.
Yeah, and I am playing a very controversial character throughout, I mean, mm-hmm. many pieces of literature, Lucifer.
Okay.
And so with thinking about, you know, these characters, who they're supposed to be, I guess, the history of who these characters are supposed to be, I come with a loaded history.
Mm-hmm.
And then having to come to the character fresh is the challenge, I think, and consider, well, what's her stake? And why does she exist in this form? And what does she want? I mean, and I guess that's what everybody's trying to figure out. What does she want? You know, so I think that's going to be the biggest challenge, trying to figure out, how do you come to this fresh, you know, without the ideas or maybe with the ideas? Where mm-hmm. is, you know, how do you come to it organic? I guess that's really where I'm sitting right now.
The challenge. That's a heavy concept. The more you think about it, it's a heavy concept, you know. And I noticed that, you know, spirituality is one of the themes that you tend to write about. Where does that stem from?
That probably stems from my Southern Baptist background in Tejas. I'm brought up in the church forever mm-hmm. since I can't remember there wasn't a day I wasn't in church.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about one of those families that you're in church all week. You know,
okay.
You're there both services on the Sunday, you mm-hmm. know, morning and night. You're mm-hmm. there Wednesday, and your mom's got choir practicing. You've got Bible school, and you're there, you know, woo, we got to do the summer camp. So it's...
Right.
You know, there comes a time when you start to question, especially when you move away from your parents. And for me, I have always been afraid of death. And even though, you know, you're brought up Christian and, ooh, you know, you're supposed to go and all these thoughts that you're told or indoctrinated or believed or whatever, there's still that what if. What if everything we believe is wrong?
Mm-hmm.
What if the other people who believe that other religion over there is right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what if there's nothing? And I think that's probably the most scary thing. What if there's nothing?
Right.
So for me, that's pretty much, yeah, the spiritual thing that keeps coming back in the writing as well.
Well, no, I mean, it's good. And like you said, you're gonna write what you reflect, what you know, and what you feel comfortable with.
Right.
So that's good. So now, in terms of where you're at, you're getting the crowdfunding part of it together, then you're going to production.
Yeah, we're going to production pretty soon. I'm actually having a production meeting later this week.
Okay.
And we got some great people on crew. I mean, we've got people who work. There are some special effects, which we've got a guy, Ricky Weissman, who actually worked for Pixar. We've got Stella Stencil. She was on Face Off, which was on the Sci-Fi Channel, which was all the special effects makeup.
Right.
Margina Dennis, who's like makeup artist to the stars. We've got a lot of people who are on the crew side who are coming on that have done amazing stuff. And so they've come at me and said, you know, we really like your script. We'll work with you. They're not free. So
right.
You know, but they did come on and said, you know what, we're going to slash our prices because these people are used to being paid anywhere from $1,500 to $2,000 per hour.
Right.
And especially some of them are union. So So right now we're in the funding and meeting with production, getting locations set, and then starting to go into rehearsals the last week of March.
That's great. And then you're going to take it overseas.
Take it overseas.
And then bring it back.
And bring it back.
That's what's up. That's, you know, that's good. I'm glad to see people out there putting their own stories out. Now, with where things are in terms of the technology and the tools that you have available to you, it's a little easier to do than it used to be.
Oh, yes, definitely.
You know, but it's we have to tell our own stories.
Right.
Because you can't depend on anyone else to tell them for us.
Exactly.
You know, so, and it sounds like a great concept. So let the people know how they can crowdfund, where they can get the information from.
Oh, definitely.
You know.
Yeah, if you can, you can do it two ways. You can either go to Indiegogo.com and just in the search engine put Azrael's Descent, and that's Azreals Descent, D-I-S-S-E-N-T, or you can go to Facebook and look up the same thing, Azrael's Descent. We've got a Facebook page and the Indiegogo campaign. And please support, share, contribute. Like, do everything like that. That helps us get the word out. It helps people take notice. And like I said, you don't have to break the bank. If you want to, please do. we just appreciate everything that anybody has to say or what they want to give.
No, that's great. So, people, that's the information you need. Please go and support.
I ain't hear it. Did you say it again? I'm sorry.
Say it one more time for the people.
Indiegogo.com, Azrael's Descent. And then you can also go to Facebook. Same thing, Azrael's Descent. And both of them have the same information. I've got a share page that's there. So it's a very easy way to just click. If you want to share it, you can tweet it. You can Facebook it, anything like that. And then if you want to contribute as well.
Awesome.
That's what's up.
Awesome. There it is.
The thing I love
about
when I give to a project, even if it's just like $5 or $10, I get to continue to watch how that project grows. So, like, we're so oversaturated with, you know, people asking for stuff. And I'm, oh, that's a cool project. And I forget about it, like, 5 years later. And I wish I just, like, the little bit of, you know, a couple dollars, $5, $10. And then I can watch how the project grows and I'm actually a part of it. Because it keeps sending me, like, you know, some reminders and, like, you know, like, retweet stuff back and whatever the technical stuff means. But you can keep track of it. And that way, you really get to, like, see how it grows. So just a small contribution, and you really feel like you're a part of it. And I think that's the coolest part about, like, Indiegogo and some other fundraising
projects.
Yeah,
no, and it's good. And you also deal with people you know finna get it finished. I've seen people who I've known who have crowdfunded to do stuff and then they never come with the finished product.
Right.
You know what I mean? Which kind of throws a black eye on the game for everybody else who's trying to crowdfund because, you know, well, you didn't finish it. How do I know this person's going to finish it? But when you're dealing with someone and you know their history of work and their body of work and their work ethic, you know it's going to meet its fruition. It's easier to get involved in crowdfunding support. And not only that, creatives should support other creatives anyway. So yeah. That's basically what it is.
No, they should compete, son. All right, I just wanted to throw that in there. All right, that is awesome. Y'all got any shout-outs before we get out of here?
Yeah, of course. I definitely want to shout out to my family, who's been in my corner, keeping me calm. Definitely shout out to the other producers that are coming on board, to my cast and crew, and shout out to my man, Priest Forever, because we go back long way. Much dirt on him. No, I'm
done. Definitely.
No, thank you. And that's the biggest shout out of all, because he's been in my corner and I've been in him since we met.
For a while.
It was like
pure love.
So
That is awesome. That's what we're about down here, love.
All right, you all have any shout outs?
I just want to say thank you so much for having us on here, but mostly Joya. Joya kind of took Sheree and I, and she just like bear hugged us, and we just follow her blindly because she's a genius. To have somebody believe in you like that is just, I mean, it doesn't happen that often, and when it does, it feels real, and it feels awesome, and it makes me believe in myself. So this is for the woman next to me, but don't tell her I said that. She can't know that I like her that much.
Yeah, definitely. I'm so thankful that, you know, we've had a lot of support just from, you know, different communities as well. I mean, the fact that, like, we're here and, you know, in a room full of, like, hip-hop, like, this, to be able to have that ear and to be able to connect in that way, I'm really thankful for that. You know, hip-hop's a big part of my life, so it's just really exciting to be here and to be able to share that.
Cool. Awesome.
What's up?
Yeah. So we're going to get back into a little bit more music. You tuned into Equilibrium Radio. We are adults who love hip-hop. That's what it is. And we're going to touch this. We're going to get into some Ty from the Bush.
Sounds good.
Sitting on the B train, slipping in and out of consciousness, wondering the thoughts of the people that are watching this. Pontificate, think, ponder, let the mind wander, activate bliss through the experience of the somber. Rattles of my bones unraveling the mystery of history. Why is it like this? A dismiss of happiness for me. Yet a smile in the face of adversity. Welcome to my mind, my own personal university, where I've earned 6 degrees, all of separation. Thus, you'll probably never hear this on your radio station. It's okay, though, my mind shapes like Plato or Socrates. My life is like a play-o, written by Sophocles. Colossal philosophies with ambidextrous inequities. It's no wonder why simple minds will never connect with these complexities of the basics of life. Sleep is the cousin of death, and intellect is his wife. Randomatic, idiosyncratic, thoughts that give me static. Let me know that I'm an addict of the dungeon in my attic. Randomatic, idiosyncratic, thoughts that give me static. Let me know that I'm an addict of the dungeon in my attic. Randomatic, idiosyncratic, thoughts that give me static. Let me know that I'm an addict of the dungeon in my attic. Randomatic, idiosyncratic, thoughts that give me static. Let me know that I'm an addict of the dungeon in my
it's behind the eyelid. It's a matter of perspective. Is it behind the outside or behind the inside introspective? You project love, you get love. Same thing goes for bullshit. I don't care what your mother said or that preacher on the pulpit. Not afraid of my shadow. I'm leery of the light that launches it. Through a cosmic rift, leaping with the quantum shift. Sift through the rubble, find the finer grains of trouble. Inflate as large as possible. And burst the biggest bubble. Skeletons in my closet are fleshless demons of yesteryear. They quest for fear, best they gear. I keep them all sequestered there. But I can hear them rattling, chattering, battling, scattering and battering the thoughts that I deem. I'm flattering, they're just a much a part of me. It's blood in my vein, out in my pain. They fortify the end of my sane. Everybody that I know say I just ain't right, cause I look for the dark at the end of the tunnel with light.
Randomatic, idiosyncratic, cause they give me static. Let me know that I'm an addict of the dungeon in my attic. Randomatic, idiosyncratic, cause they give me static. Let me know that I'm an addict of the dungeon in my attic. Randomatic, idiosyncratic, cause they give me static. Let me know that I'm an addict of the dungeon in my attic. Randomatic, idiosyncratic, cause they give me static. Let me know that I'm an addict of the dungeon in my attic.
Prophase, metaphase, anaphase, telephase, mitosis of my thought cells puts me in the hella haze. Grow split and spread like wild disease, roam the land like wildebeest. Please let this freezing me be free of these sleepless days, restless nights, eternal fights, boundless lows and reachless heights. My ideas have legs and wings, they fly and run into things with no sense of direction, just to spread the infection. I hope you never catch it, but if you relate, it's too late. You're in it for the long haul, give your therapist a call. Cause when you feel your chin hairs grow and see the wind blow, far from slow, your sanity's the next thing to go. So
hold on tight and strap yourself in. The roller coaster on the ridges of your brain will now begin. Once you get on, you can't get off. You can try to force intelligence. It's expensive and sleeplessness is the cost.
Random addict, idiosyncratic, pressing, give me static. Let me know that I'm an addict of the dungeon in my attic. Random addict, idiosyncratic, pressing, give me static. Let me know that I'm an addict of the dungeon in my attic.
Random addict, idiosyncratic, pressing, give me static. Let me know that I'm an addict of the dungeon in my attic. Random addict, idiosyncratic, pressing, give me static. Let me know that I'm an addict of the dungeon in my attic. Random addict, idiosyncratic, pressing, give me static. Let me know that I'm an addict of the dungeon in my attic. Random addict, idiosyncratic, pressing, give me static. Let me know that I'm an addict of the dungeon in my attic.
My choice divides behind the midnight sun, a reflection of the one on its own. It cannot shine. Sometimes I'm asinine, acoline, and unaligned. Sometimes I shift your paradigm, embody you divine. Sometimes I'm inclined, recline, and remind you that I cannot read your mind. My third eye is seeing blind, the words strive to free me. Most times I'm left behind, the drum begins, I hum within the soul, twisted in the wind. So when did this begin, and will it ever end? Eternal pain I won't share with my next of kin. And the lesson should then lessen the stress, and maybe buy me some rest, but keep failing the test. I feel the old cold stuck in my chest, say I'm trying my best, but I'm destined depressed inside a midnight sun. And the lesson should then lessen the stress, and maybe buy me some breath, but keep failing the test. I feel the old cold stuck in my chest, say I'm trying my best, but I'm destined depressed inside a midnight sun. Thought I was chosen, I just chose a path, kicked the door, did calculations, but forgot that I'm bad at math. I see I'm just a piece, but won't receive none, there's no relief, been told that if I want it, then to just believe. Trust gets up to leave. It's hard enough, the tough got going. Just another fairy tale when I was growing up. Told to every male, a story old as life itself. I'm losing life, lost my wife, there's no one to help. They call this living hell, to most of living well. They didn't know my soul lives inside a sleeper cell. The bold veneer you hear really keeps the secret. Just come and scratch the surface, and watch me fall beneath it. The sum total of a broken home, nothing works in the dark, I've heard nothing to gain, so you lose control. They call me every man, surviving under buried sand, asked to be merry in a phony, lonely fairyland. And the lesson should then lessen the stress, and maybe buy me some rest, but keep failing the test. I feel the old cold stuck in my chest, say I'm trying my best, but I'm destined depressed inside a midnight sun. And the lesson should then lessen the stress, and maybe buy me some rest, but keep failing the test. I feel the old cold stuck in my chest, say I'm trying my best, but I'm destined to press inside a midnight sun.
Trying to take mine, keep it on. never better. Wrote it in a letter. Signed, sealed, and kept it safe on the top of his dresser. Cause he knew one day he'd get her. Met her at a club. Tried to play it cool, although we knew we was in love. Thinking neither one of us was to be the first to leave, yo. Knew we had to keep her content by any means. So asked her if she wanted to find somewhere to eat. Told her guaranteed the party's gonna be wherever we go. The first time he met her was back in high school. Wanted to approach her, but she was type rude. See, she pushed the dude. Knocked him down the stairs. A fate he surely need if he dared to get near. Now she's standing right here. Might not get another chance to create a long stare from a solitary glance. Wanted to engage her in that lifelong dance. But the first step was getting her to take his hand. Understand.
I need you like ooh, 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 dinner, dinner. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I'll be right by your side through the candlelight.
This way about her from the start, but never could he guess his feelings would be so immense. The heat radiating from his chest was so intense. Days turned to weeks, weeks into months, months turned to neither one of them could get enough. But her ex kept calling, she kept stalling, telling him it's nothing that he should get involved. But he started to ask, but didn't want to debate. He called his best friend, but he couldn't relate. See, his boy was married with a kid on the way. Told him he could have the same if he was willing to wait. But he waited long enough, and now he finally got her. He asked for an opinion, but his friend ain't saying nada. So he's doing what he gotta do. It's too late for advice, with zero hesitation about making her his wife. All right.
Baby, I need you like cuckoo. Your dinner. I'll be right by your side.
When I feel I made the wrong choice, wish I never left, but can't go back. Regrets are wasted breath. I'm over here killing and missing my baby boy. You carry our next flower and I have to deploy. I don't want toys of guns and tanks for my son. I grew up on G.I. Joe, but G.I. self-destruct. Shut the military in dust, put the compass on trial. I'm an accomplice, it's complicated. And meanwhile, I can't speak on what I've seen. When simple words cannot capture moments written off these three, do not portray the cost so freely tossed, so easily lost. Along a space-time continuum, separating my mind from pen to pad to your eyes. I misuse inadequate, I love use a lie. They build machines by gutting our insides. Picture cold killer's eyes where once fires burned. Your son was left behind, I can't deny what I've learned. Blood makes the grass grow and freedom is earned.
What should I write?
What should I write?
What can I say?
What can I say?
I never wrote a word of it, but I heard that it would help. And lift what I was burdened with that I took upon myself. And though I volunteered, I wasn't really clear that I was headed where it would affect my mental health. On a quest for simple wealth to ease my situation. All I needed was a simple invitation. Come to defend your nation, several relations, and you will be rewarded for displaying dedication. They saw me when they told me they would pay for education. Imagine my elation, can't afford inflation. Working three jobs and the gold consolidation. Got my mind right and I practice meditation. Getting closer to God in a tight situation. With no hesitation, I do it all again. If it meant that I could feed my baby boy in the end. With no hesitation, I do it with a grin. If it meant that I could feed my baby boy.
What should I write?
What can I say?
What can I say?
Scenes of death color my schemes. It seems nightmares are far for the team, far for the course, and part of the cost when taking human life is the business you're in. Protecting yourself, so how does the killing end? Who can defend with sword against pen? Bills of war assigned, money's assigned, and the building of more accurate war designs begins. But drones kill more civilians than troops on the ground, and removing the face does not remove the burden. When simple words cannot capture moments sprinting off, getting off the starting block, stumbling and feeling soft. I think a lot, that's the problem I should write it for. What I fight it for, burn the wick and find the core. The essence in the cause and the lessons in the learning. Living in the moment, seeing blessings in the journey. Stop questioning the thoughts, face desires and yearning. Embrace my whole being, finish off in the furnace. Remove the dross, allow my gold to shine.
What should I write?
What can I say? How can I tell you?
Hey folks, back once again, it's WHCR 90.3 FM. You tuned in to Equilibrium. We are adults who love hip-hop. That is what it is. Hope all is well in your world. And I'm your host, Kwame Veer. Along with me, we have Chris Breezy.
Hey.
Also, we have Young D Nasty.
The Paul God full effect, B.
I'm okay. Getting used to this.
Okay. also, we have DJ Blast.
Yes, y'all.
We have Priest Forever.
As we continue on.
And big shout out to the last member of the crew, Miss Nene, who's out there working hard, making something happen. And big shout out to all folks past and all folks future. And yeah, that's basically it. If you got any questions, any comments, any shout outs, the number here is 212-650-6903. Once again, 212-650-6903. That's the number to reach out to us live and direct. And yeah, that's basically it. We got to let you know what's been played so you know what you heard, because we do believe that's important. In the background, got that practice, DJ Jazzy Jeff. And before that,
we had Ty from the Bush, Rhythmatic and Idiosyncratic, Gecko Brothers, La 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 Remix, Hired Gun, Midnight Sun, Genesis B, Tampon Titano, At Last and Fresh Air, Make a Move, Red October, Liquid, Cypher Sorize, And what was that last joint?
That last joint?
Mm-hmm. I know it was At Last, right?
No, well, At Last was on it, mm-hmm. but it's called What I Should Write. And it's by our guest tonight.
Oh.
Mega Scythe.
Mega Scythe in the house.
Yeah.
What's up, y'all? All in the camera. There we go.
What's up, y'all? Mental energies gathering, circulating positive harmony.
There we go.
That's what's up.
That's straight paw language, B.
Wait a minute.
Paw language.
Wait a minute. Say the meaning again for
mental,
those.
Mental energies gather and circulate in positive harmony. Mm-hmm.
That is awesome. Hey, that is awesome. That is authentic hip hop naming there.
My brother, people, it is.
You know, people be like, hey, I'm Young Bucket. What does it mean?
I'm young and I hit people with buckets, B.
Young Bucket is hot, though. That's John Blaze.
Yeah, exactly.
John Blaze, yo. They exactly. not recognized.
Kennedy. I got it from Kennedy, yo.
There you go.
I hear that.
Young Bucket. I was young playing basketball, fam.
I hear that. So, hey, Mega Scythe, how you doing, brother? It's been a while since we seen you here.
I'm doing good, man. It's been like 4 years or something. It's crazy.
But, yeah.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
And you know what's ill? Here's the thing. Because we know personal backstory, so I'm trying to start at a good place. So, let's start at the beginning. You're a hip-hop guy.
Yes, sir.
You rap and MC.
Yes, sir.
What was the first thing that you ever saw that was hip-hop for you?
Big Daddy Kane. I don't remember the name of the song though.
Okay.
But
it was Big Daddy Kane. Was it the record or was it his video or
style and charisma, you know?
I was given the record and I don't know why I'm forgetting the name of the record right now, but I was given the record. It was my first hip hop record.
Okay.
It was my first record. I came up on Ice Cube.
Okay.
Yeah, after I discovered hip hop,
okay.
I quickly found Cube, you know.
And, really?
Maybe I'm dating myself, but
Don't worry about it.
That's dope. What? Okay. Well,
what's
in
your
favorite opinion,
Cube
what's your
song?
What's your favorite Cube?
I want to know.
Cube album.
America's Most Wanted.
America's Most Wanted. Oh,
yeah, first one.
Okay. Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, you know.
No. Because we always have the debate about is America's Most. Or death certificate.
Death certificate, mm-hmm. Right.
You know
I like
I mean?
The Predator, too. I'm just putting that out there.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie.
Well, you work with that over there.
Look, Paul, I'm just saying. Like, he had joints. Like, them first four darts was real, see? Remember?
All right. I hear.
So, Mega Scythe.
So, wait. I got a question.
I can't.
I just want to know, how did you get the name Mega Scythe?
I was C Styles originally with my crew coming up. Mm-hmm. I've been rapping for a minute, you know, since I was in middle school.
Okay.
And so I was C Styles. We actually had some bloods who were in our school, and so we formed a little gang called My, making it more insane.
Mm-hmm.
Where we was, you know, what I'm saying, we had to defend ourselves. And we had to defend like basically our little circle. You know, what I'm saying, people who weren't bloods were being bucked up by bloods, you know.
Right, yeah.
So we made my, and I was C Styles. It was Crazy Styles.
Mm.
And then I became Scythe. When I was in the Marine Corps, I was taken under the wing by the MC. Mm-hmm. He called me Scythe. I used to be a battle cat, crazy battle cat, crushing individuals, playing hard.
What?
And for years I ran with that, and I had crazy attitude. I was too egotistical, but you know, nobody could mess with me. Mm-hmm. And then I met my wife. And and peace to the earth, you know what I'm saying? She's a beautiful woman, she's a queen, but she changed my spirit drastically.
Mm-hmm.
And my spirit changed drastically around her. And so I evolved all around the same time I was evolving anyway, and I evolved into I saw myself differently. So I just came up with Mega Scythe, Big Cypher, you know what I'm saying, like graduated. And so I went from crushing individuals playing hard to mental energy gathering, circulating positive harmony.
Okay.
And how did you pick that acronym? Because I'm personally a big fan of acronyms, and that's like
crazy.
Anybody could say, well, who is Mega Scythe? What is Mega Scythe? Break down the acronym.
Right.
Okay, like
that perfectly sums it
exactly.
up.
Exactly.
I've always been into acronyms too. So you know, I just I think it's a part of hip hop. You know what I'm saying? It just wordplay just came to me. You know, I've played around with many Mega Cyphe songs. I haven't found the right one yet, where the whole song is the acronym being broken down.
Mm-hmm.
So I haven't found the right joint yet. But,
okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That's dope. Before we talk about the whole career and the art, so you met the wife, right? The woman that would eventually become your wife.
Yes.
And you know, that's the standard thing that happens to men, when especially if they find something. You know, sometimes it's the Patron that changes their lives.
Oh yeah.
I had that Patron.
Then got me in the zone.
And then sometimes it's some woman who's like, who compliments everything about you, or that you like, oh, okay, well, I'll do stuff a little bit different. How has that, I know it impacted you to change the acronym or make the acronym more harmonious, but how has it impacted you with regards to the type of art that you create? Because I'm assuming that it may have shifted.
It actually, I think she completed me. I didn't put a project out before I met her.
Okay.
I hadn't put out a project before we met. And although I'd been, you know, I'd been in the studio with DJ Kemet, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? I'd been in the studio with, I was on a little label in Atlanta called Trouble Funk Records. Had some dope people on it, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Before her, nothing actually culminated into a project. And then with her, I got quickly friends of mine. It's like it just started coming. The completion came to me. You know, I was in a band called 12th Planet, and we put out a full album. And then the next year, I put out my first album, and it just kept happening after that. So I think she gave me a little more drive, you know, than I had on my own. I was just kind of like, you know, whatever happens will happen. But I think with her, I want to make the circle stronger, you know. I want to put my part in, so it just I'm always doing something for it.
Okay, all right.
That's what's up.
Cool. So let's move into Mega Cyphe Veterans for Peace. Tell me about this project here, because I listened to it earlier today, and I was like, oh yeah, that's what I'm talking about right there.
Nice.
Yeah, this is the good stuff.
Thank you.
So you know, I know it's a lot of the topics are centered around social issues at the very least, and more specifically about veterans.
Yeah.
In particular. It's always good to hear that in some form, because you don't get a chance to hear that, at least not in a commercial sense, and you have to really search for it. And good thing we know you, and you just put something out.
Yeah.
All right. Don't look any further. Just get it.
Yeah. So it's, you know, now we have this perspective from an artist friend that we know, and tell me about what inspired Civil I Am.
You see my son there on the back cover?
Yes, sir.
Us walking away. I was inspired by him. I was in the military. I was in the Marine Corps.
And I named it wrong. Golly. It's Civil I Am.
Yeah.
Mega Cyphe.
Civil I Am. Yeah.
Right.
Veterans for Peace.
That's what you said.
Yeah, I said Veterans for Peace, but I forgot the Civil I Am part.
Okay.
I had to put the whole thing together. Okay. Forgive me.
So Civil I Am is clearly not an acronym.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just a civilized man, you know. And right now, a lot of us are not being treated civil in the society, and haven't been. I don't know if ever, you know. So I'm making a statement that I'm civil and that I'm civilized, and that I think civilization needs to recognize that we are the founders of all modern civilization by all means. So I was in the Marine Corps, and I was kicked out for smoking pot. I was busted 3 years and 4 months in. I did 3 years and 4 months, and then I popped on a piss test for marijuana, and was sent to the brig for 30 days, which is prison. Wow. And then I was busted down to private on the same day actually that I was going to get Lance Corporal, which is E4. I was busted down to E1 and kicked out. And my CO, you know, just basically said, who else do you smoke with? If you tell us who you smoke with, you'll go home awaiting honorable discharge. It's like, there's no way why would I ever do something like that? And I smoke by myself. I don't know what you're talking about. So for years, I had a lot of hostility and anger, hence the Scythe part of me. Mm-hmm. And I never wanted to write an album. I never wanted to look back at it. I never wanted to think about those things and those stories, those times. Mm-hmm. And we are at a point in our life, in our country, in our world right now, where the voice of the military needs to be heard. The voice of the disenfranchised military needs to be heard.
Mm-hmm.
There's veterans who are dying because of suicide.
Yeah.
Veterans who are taking their own life at a rate higher than they're being killed in Afghanistan or Iraq, you know, or any other war zone. And looking at my son grow up, last year I was living in Kansas. Me and my wife moved to Kansas for her to do a year of research.
Okay.
And while we were there, I came to look at America in a totally different way, because I had never been in the Midwest before, and I really fell in love with people again. They were so forthcoming and so sincere that they would remember my son's name after not having seen this person for 2.5 months. Somebody was like, yo, how's Tafari? And I was like, you can even say it?
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice you name. Know what I'm saying? So it made me look at things a lot differently. And then all of a sudden, like, the wellspring of inspiration came to me. I reached out to producers, and within 3 weeks, I had 6 producers hit me back with tracks. And you see Steve Wallace Heavy on there. He hit me back first.
Okay.
And you know, he's an incredible producer. And so I meditated on the songs for a while, and then they all just came out of me. And they're stories and anecdotes from my times in the Marine Corps. And the focus, the goal, the intent is to wake people up to what's going on, to the injustice in the Marine Corps and the injustice in our country. And to empower us to strive for peace, to make us realize we are the elements, the tools for change that we want to see in this world. It's us.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Are you still a battle MC?
You know, I do it for fun because okay. I love the craft.
Yeah.
You know, I haven't won a battle here in New York. I've competed at okay. Freestyle Mondays, you know what I'm saying?
All right.
I've made it to the finals a few times, but I never won. But yeah, I still do it.
Would you say you still got the same kind of fervor for it?
Like definitely. Okay. I'm doing the one shot competition that's coming up, one shot New York. Yeah.
Think about okay. that too.
Don't even think about it. Just do it because you're a beast, man.
I'm just hoping I get off. I might have to call out that
baby. I'm taking it for New York, so you can come be a part of the journey.
Well, you know I'm good. May the best man win.
We'll chop it up about the one shot off air.
Well, y'all lucky I'm not competing.
We'll wait till we get off air and chop it up.
Y'all lucky I'm not competing because, you know, I got the best raps ever. All of my raps are excellent. Excellent.
Well,
so listen, we're gonna get into the title track
and
play this because I think you left it in the place that's where we need to that's where we need to go right now. So folks, you tune into Equilibrium Radio. We got Mega Scythe in here, and we're gonna get into Civil I Am.
Stand for change, march for peace. Rap what I see and don't rep the beast. I got more than belief when it's freedom of speech. Like Malcolm X on the street in these beats. Witness injustice, got to speak. Each one teach when it got to reach. Move the streets, use these beats. Beat my game as a popular leech. On cheats and hoods and suits and ties, disguises, caring, concern, guys. You legalize genocide by design, it's amplified. I turn up. air out your lies with shocking truths on rhythmic lines. These loving vibes and magnifying simple terms, I'm civilized. I am a civilized man. I have a family. Together we have plans. I work hard, I vote. I want to buy land and do my civic duties. Civil I am. I break my neck for pay that breaks my back when I pay my bills. Check my resume that says I rap and I can aim and kill. Plus I'm educated, I ain't waiting on a label deal. These words are venerated, they the greatest that you ever hear. This is for my vets in here, my family and servicemen, my active duty children, hoping parents don't deploy again. This one's for the parents of the children that were lost in war, soldiers or civilians or the victims of an unjust law. Stand your ground, don't back down. When they come, gather round. It's here and now. Modern cities run like old southern towns. Both police unaccountable to human decency. You'll hear this plea or ignore it based upon your frequency. I am a civilized man. I have a family. Together we have plans. I work hard, I vote. I want to buy land and do my civic duties. Civil I am. There's more than meets the eye. I need more than a piece of pie. We need more than a slice of cake. Or this whole body gon' die. Given choice to choose a lie. Give them voice and who deny. Maybe I'm trapped in time. Maybe I'm occupied. But I won't stand by or identify with systems that oppress a man. I call out lies and rhyme schemes filled with wisdom that can stretch land. I need extra hands to hold the lights, fill the venues, help sketch the plan. I'm just one voice for the many. Civil I am. Got my hands up. Please don't shoot. Stop shooting. Stop shooting. Put your hands up. 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 Hands up. Hands up. Put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, put your hands up, 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 hands up,
hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up,
hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up,
hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands
up, hands up, hands up, hands
up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up,
hands up, hands up, hands
up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up,
hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up,
hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands
up, hands up,
hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up,
hands up, hands up,
hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up,
I think they've been around for 20, 30 years or something like that. They've been around for a good minute. They're very reputable. I did my research on this. You know, I have a master's in nonprofit management.
Right.
I did my research on a reputable organization, and I partnered with them. I reached out to them. They didn't know me from Jack. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, my circle is very sincere and supportive, but it's not very large, you know? So I reached out to them. I shared the concept with them. They liked it. And then once I had a couple of rough drafts, I shared those with them, and they were like, yo, let's do this, you know?
Okay.
Now, on their part, I could say they could be promoting it more. And if they're listening, it's true. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's a win-win.
Right.
You know?
Right.
They're people who support Veterans for Peace or anti-war movements give money to them, and they get a CD in return.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Now, clearly, off of that, I get a little bit of notoriety.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a win-win, because if enough people support it, and it becomes a big enough project that I get national exposure or international exposure, Veterans for Peace gets that too.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And everybody who buys the album, the money goes to them. We don't have any contracts signed. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I would be happy to sign a contract with them. You know what I'm saying? And for the life of the project, for the life of their organization, as long as they're doing what their mission says, then all the proceeds will go to them. You know what I'm saying? Because I got enough other music out that, you know,
right.
I don't need to make money off of every single thing I do.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I think we could, artists as a whole, could give back more. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So. That's you know, that's a very profound, that artists themselves could give back more. You don't see that.
No.
You know what I mean? You don't see that. And especially when you're independent, like you said, you got to get heard through the clutter, and you won't have the best of intentions. But it's almost, you know, the corporate machine that you have to fight against to be heard is just, it can be overwhelming.
Right.
But that's why you got to just keep fighting.
Yeah, I think it becomes overwhelming, and it becomes disheartening to people.
Yeah. Right, who don't have the fortitude for it.
Yeah, they don't have the fortitude, and it batters them down. And then everybody, artists, business people, you know, anybody buys into the corporate, buys into the capitalist, you know what I'm saying? This uber capitalism that a lot of people have adopted in America, you know, and a social capitalism would be great. I got nothing against capitalism, but social capitalism would be great. You know what I'm saying? If the money went back to the communities, and you know what I'm saying, and made them stronger, made us stronger, you know?
Right. I don't know about that. I know we got 3 new luxury high rises in Harlem going up. So you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
that's some of that uber capitalism going on right there, huh?
Uber capitalism.
Yeah. Pay us a lot.
After decades of redlining, you know,
I couldn't
build nothing myself. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's a white man world.
Well, it's
call it what it is. You know, they mad that they elected a black president. They get on buses in Oklahoma, and they send their kids to go sing jigaboo songs about how they're not letting any black people into their fraternity. Not like I care about being in their fraternity in the first place, because I thought it was all bunk. But, you know.
You want to hit the disclaimer now?
The views expressed.
Sure, not necessarily those.
I'm sorry.
No,
what Kwame said is what Kwame meant.
You should
I say what I meant.
Yeah.
Right.
So, but beyond that, you know, my, I got a bunch of issues with a bunch of things that's going on, because I just think it's common sense to do certain things. And, you know, you mentioned about military personnel committing suicide, and what's the word that they use when it's extreme?
Epidemic.
Epidemic.
Yeah.
Pandemic.
Yeah.
Epidemic. Yeah. In this case, epidemic.
Yeah, it's an epidemic, and you know, it's a bunch of, you know, my whole issue is that if you're old and you got beef with another country somewhere, you know, why don't you take your old self over there and not send young folks who's just got out of school,
right,
who don't know anything about,
and have to try to navigate that for the rest of their lives. Right?
Yeah, I've had guns pointed at me. It ain't no fun. Ain't no fun in that, because you know that if somebody makes a sudden move, you could get injured or worse. And I've seen people go down, you know. shot to death. So it's like one of those things where it lives with you, you know, and just sending people all willy-nilly off to go and fight some battle over whatever principle or economics or resources, you know, it's
exactly. If you look up,
it's the most disturbing thing that I know of.
How many congressmen and how many senators' kids are in war? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, none of them.
None. Some of the congressmen are veterans.
Oh, yeah.
Some of the senators are veterans.
Some of the older ones. We're not talking about these 50-year-olds.
The younger ones.
Yeah, any of these dudes who's under 50.
You know, I used to, 2 days ago, I used to get pissed about these things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But right now, I'm in a place of presence and awareness, and I realize that we are exactly where we need to be, all of us. You know what I'm saying? Like me even being on this show tonight, to come on after what Joya said about her movie.
Yeah.
Right.
That it's a peace movement. For me to come on after that is just, that's universal law. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's and right now with all of the hatred and war being pushed on the planet, it's really just the system's response to people waking up. We are all waking up. There's less violence in the world than there ever has been.
Right.
In all forms. But because of these, because of social media and because of Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, you see it more, so you think it happens more.
Yeah, because of screens.
Exactly.
Because of screens.
Right.
Yeah, so you're absolutely correct. Because as much as I, like going on to post and see people post things, you know, listen, I try to keep it light in that, in social media.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm talking about my spirit at this point, you know, you just can't let all of that be that for you. So I don't get upset at even the most vile thing I'll see because I'm not taking it in. If it goes automatic, I'm like, okay, well, I'm scrolling down or I'm stopping it or whatever.
Yeah.
But all the violence.
Don't troll me. I will delete you quickly. I won't even respond.
My goodness.
Because you can't have that negativity in your space. Nah. You just can't. You know what I mean? It's crazy.
I'm looking at your album cover, and brother, this is some definitely George Clinton P-Funk.
Yo. That was done by Demo. I just read that.
Are you serious?
Demo did this?
Yes.
Oh, say word.
Yeah, that looked like a demo piece.
Yo, man.
Yeah.
The Statue of Liberty by itself with the mask and the flashlight.
Look in that. If you're looking at it, it'll take you
it's deep.
Days. Wow. Like, look at it. You got to dissect it. There's so much in there.
Yeah.
She
really
went in. She went in. Much, much love and many shouts to Demo for this, man.
Yes, indeed.
This project, the cover and the photography was done by Gianna Leo Falcone. She's another dope artist here
that's
in the
a
city.
Great picture of you.
But that's Demo, man.
That was in front of the Marine.
That's in front of the Veterans Memorial down at the South Harbor. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. That was nice.
Yeah. We shot there and we shot at the UN. We shot at two locations on that day because they both spoke to the project, you know.
Sweet.
Okay.
Me and Demo met. We talked online for a long time, and then once I got back from Kansas, we met up and we talked about the project. She had listened to all the rough drafts at that point, you know what I'm saying? And we had a nice meeting, nice breakfast, and then she hit me with some drafts, and you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, this, that, and third, and this is the final, yo, man.
She's
goodness. Really good at bringing images to life. I have some work done by Demo. She listens while you're talking to her. She's drawing
she's
all over the place.
She's present.
But you feel like she's not present, but she is because she's in her own mind.
Yep.
Like, she's really talented.
And it's multimedia, as you see, like it's watercolor.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then this is the Civil I Am. The title is Photoshop, I guess. Or whatever it is.
No, it's dope. Even your chess pieces and the symbolism is crazy.
It is.
You know, and that's cool. But see, you know what I like about it is it's art. It's not just music. It's art because you get that. You even with digital music, you don't get the same experience of getting to hold the CD and physically open it up and read the information on it and the album cover, the graphics.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Highlights when I bought it. Right.
Yeah.
Remember
them days? Yeah. As soon as you open it, got any city play? I'm trying to think. It was what Jay-Z album did he say that? I think it was Volume 3 of the first track. He's like, I know you probably reading the cover, the credits to the album
now.
Yeah.
Because that's what you used to do. You put it in, you read it, and you look
first
at you're reading
track,
it.
Just looking.
You know, you're looking at it, you're saying, and that whole experience. So this is definitely great, man. It's great to see people do art and keep the artistic side in mind while still having a social commentary and message in the music, man. That's what we haven't been getting a lot of. We have been getting social commentary. It's just been a different kind of social commentary.
All right.
Ratchet. In any case, Scythe, where can people go and get it online so they can, if they would like to support?
They can go to my website, www.megascyph.com, megascyph.com.
Yes.
And it'll take you to my Bandcamp page to buy it. But that's from the site. You won't even leave the site. So.
All right. Cool. That is awesome. That's awesome.
And you can follow me on Twitter at Megascyph, and on Facebook it's Megascyph too.
All right. Cool. That is awesome. That's awesome. Hey, you got any shout outs before? You know what? We gonna play Attention, and then we're gonna come back, and then we're gonna do our shout outs and get out of here because it's close to that time.
A moment of silence for the fallen soldiers and families of victims of wars, both abroad and here at home. Keep it moving, not observing, public serving, out of service, out of order, get in line, don't deserve this, that's absurdist. Best practices, Sunday masses, nightly news feeds the masses, mass extinction on the brink of human evolution, magic, cult-like culture, distribution, independent music matters. Human trafficking is sadder, human trafficking is sadder, collective consciousness could raise the bar with our purchase power, most of cowards disavow me, or condemn and call me sour, I can take it, I've been called every name but fake. To my friends I am, that's goodness. To my enemies I'm strange. To myself I'm just a nightmare. Sleep is something I can spare. Burn the wicked both ends, work and research because I care. Prayer and meditation are my forms of medication. Super saturated, antibiotic resistant nation. Passive in the face of injustice, watching, waiting. Do I have your attention now? Throw your fear and apprehension now. Why you waiting for the sun to come down?
Where you at?
You missing everything that life is about.
Hey, folks, listen. We were just discussing something. And while I love Attention, we got to talk about this joint. To the Women.
Yes.
We're going to play that. And then we're going to come back and say goodbye.
Okay.
So that's what we're going to do right now.
Okay. The female body is to be respected and celebrated. No real man would ever hurt or disrespect a woman.
A letter to the women, the ladies and the girls from all around the world. Let me show you mine. When the flags unfurl and the guns salute, I've been sent to protect, not intrude or shoot. Put boots on the ground, we won't beat or rape. I got a queen at home, I could feed some grapes. I'd like to take you all by the waist, knees and nape. Over my shoulder, hold you, we could escape. This ain't a Cape love song where I'm treating you well, or a hate moment when I ain't myself. Apologizing afterwards, sneaking in your cell with my insecurities, getting jealous as hell. Just wanted to let you know your assets fine. Every one of your deposits on my mind. If I said that they wasn't, you know I'm lying. I'm your broker, banker, stocks are flying. Your returns are high, you'll come out on top. Even when you're on the bottom, your rewards won't stop. Got your price locked in, but you ain't for sale. Leave whenever you want, freedom suits you well. A letter to the women, the ladies and the girls from all around the world, let me show you mine. When the flags unfurl and the guns salute, I've been sent to protect, not intrude or shoot. It's a letter to the women, the ladies and the girls from all around the world, let me show you mine. When the flags unfurl and the guns salute, I've been sent to protect, not intrude or shoot. In Cuba, skin tones run the full spectrum. Alabaster to chocolate, the beauty's a weapon. An American embargo makes you work hard, though. Lives and cuisine, that's a piece of art. You kept the peace of mind. Like girls in Okinawa, life in devastating poverty. Under Japan's power, here women are property. Sex workers unite. Trading human flesh ain't properly polite. This truth on the mic, Mega Sykes the name. My medicine sour, just to ease the pain. I'm a witch doctor, lion's mane, head of the game. Boil down, concentrate with hip hop for the flame. Put a beat to it, elevate it, that's how I do. Work the mind and the body, make you come to the tune. Get you back to the room, I'm back on stage. It's always time to perform, put ink on the page. A letter to the women, the ladies and the girls from all around the world, let me show your mind. When the flags unfurl and the guns salute, I've been sent to protect, not intrude or shoot. It's a letter to the women, the ladies and the girls from all around the world, let me show your mind. When the flags unfurl and the guns salute, I've been sent to protect, not intrude or shoot. I love a smart woman who could think for herself, protect the kids and her man, focus on her health. Make her own choice, never put a spice on the shelf. Flavor every single situation, that's a milk. I mean a mother in love, fighting madness in life. For moments incredibly lifting, fatherless males. Interchangeable, limitless, females more immaculate. Leveraging forever monuments and laughing fits. This is what passion is, that's where the action is. Weak men only want mattresses, models and actresses. And not mothers of their seeds, others they don't know. To smother, to beat, to rape, or no. Let me show you what a real man's supposed to do. Ask permission before getting close to you. Imperial, your body brings life to the world. Royalty more precious than diamonds and pearls. A letter to the women, the ladies and the girls from all around the world, let me show your mind. When the flags unfurl and the guns salute, I've been sent to protect, not intrude or shoot. It's a letter to the women, the ladies and the girls from all around the world, let me show your mind. When the flags unfurl and the guns salute, I've been sent to protect, not intrude or shoot. I know you didn't enlist to be raped. No woman deserves to be raped. His daughter didn't enlist to be raped. His wife didn't enlist to be raped. His mother did not enlist to be raped. No woman deserves to be raped.
Hey folks, back once again, it's WHCR 90.3 FM, you tuned into Equilibrium Radio, and it's about time for us to go. We still have Mega Sykes in the studio with us tonight.
Yeah.
And, you know, we were discussing some things offline, and, you know, we played the song, you know, and out of all the songs that hip-hop has produced, and I listen to a lot of them, I'd say, listen, I probably listened to at least 20% of all the hip hop ever made. 20%, at least in America. I can't go for, you know, I can't claim, you know, once we leave the United States. But you know, I've never heard anybody discuss what you discussed in that particular song. So kudos to you. Thank you for shedding some light. That'll be a regular rotation record right there.
Thank you.
Yeah, you got any shout-outs before we get out of here? It's 11:55 on the clock here. So
a shout-out to my mom, who's watching right now. A shout-out to my wife. Shout-out to my son, Tafari. You know, my whole family. Ron Solero, Demo, Gianna, you know, Too Deep, all the producers on the album, Steve Wallace, Official Stitchel, Henny Luciano, AC,
you got quite a
Jamie,
few, bro.
Jamie Simons, I think that's everybody. I got seven on there, Too Deep, yeah. You know, Polaris, of course, At Last, you know what I'm saying? At Last, many shouts. And, yeah, to the veterans, to the fathers and mothers of kids who've been lost in war, and to America, you know what I'm saying? To the America that everybody wants to make happen in the next couple years. All right?
Yeah.
All right. That sounds good. Crew, anybody else?
Maybe.
Shout out to everyone listening, everyone tuning in, everyone that fights for a cause, and shout out to my bed because it's been a long day. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Shout out to everybody who continues to support the show and the station, man. Y'all all make conscious choices about what you choose to support and what you choose to be there for. And we appreciate you choosing to support, listen, and be there for us, man. And that's basically what it is.
Shout out, of course, to the Harlem community. All the good Harlem projects out there. Always representing the projects. Lots of good families coming out of there. Make a psych shout out to you, brother. All right, because you're dealing with a lot of powerful issues here, and your songs are definitely, I mean, you scripted some good pieces, some good powerful messages in there. And shout out, what was the sister's name, Kwame, from earlier?
Julia Bradley.
Yeah, man. Oh wow, that was incredible. She's got an incredible piece of artwork coming out, and I can't wait to see it. The rest is a rant, so I'm going to stop right now.
All right, cool. Come on, dog, straight.
Yo, shout.
Why you always have a problem, bro?
Yeah, shout out to the supreme, highly exalted being for even letting us be on this earth, Paul. You know, amen. Shout out to the seed planters and the ones that nourished and let us blossom, B.
Parents.
Word up. You know, shout out.
He just shouted out God and parents.
Shout out to my wild cowboys and cohorts here at this place right here.
His friends.
That was y'all, actually. You know, shout
We're
out.
We're not friends?
Of course. Y'all fam, though, Paul. It's different. You know what I mean? I want to shout out to my homies from forever. You know what I mean? You know, just shout out to God, y'all.
He's on his mega site.
Doing what y'all
site.
Do, B. And shout out to my mega site, B. You know what I mean?
He's doing his mega site.
You know what I mean?
Right. Seville He's
I
our guest
this
today.
Seville I am. That's the guest. Shout out to the earths that was here earlier.
The women that were here in the first half.
You know what I mean?
Okay. All
right. What a team. What a team.
You're complete? You're complete? You done?
And just keep it real, B.
Okay. All right.
Universal.
All right. Cool. So that's going to be it for us. Big shout out to everybody who I saw at Mama's Hip Hop Kitchen over the weekend.
Yeah.
Awesome, excellent event. Is volume 8 this year. Volume 9 is coming next year. It's all about the women in hip hop. And it's pretty awesome event. Can't lie. So that's it for us. I'm going to leave you with some lady who's in hip hop who does a fine job, if you ask me.
Mm-hmm.
It's my girl.
I know.
Yeah, this is my girl. She's talking about the Bronx in this one. This is At Last, and we'll be back next week. Peace and love, y'all.
Peace.
She killed it.
WHCR 90.3 FM, New York.